Your organic search is over. Here's Naturally Savvy with health experts Andrea Donsky and Lisa Davis.
Last year, I had my first migraine. It was hormone-related. I had never had one before, and I don't even remember what I was doing. I just know all of a sudden I started seeing these wavy lines, and I thought, what is going on with my vision? And then, boom, I got this horrendous headache. I've only had one, Andrea. Have you ever had one? Because it was horrible.
I do get them, but I never suffered from migraines, actually, but just definitely headaches in the past, for sure.
Well, that's good that you haven't gotten them, because this like literally wiped me out. And I was also nauseous. So let's talk to our wonderful guest, Dr. Anjan Chatterjee. He knows all about the pain you and your loved ones are going through when you have migraines. Dr. Chatterjee, welcome to Naturally Savvy.
Thank you, Lisa. Thank you, Andrea. It's such a pleasure to be on the show.
It's wonderful to have you on. So I mentioned the squiggly lines, the debilitating pain, and the nausea. Are there other things that accompany a migraine as well?
Well, those are three of the really big ones, Andrea, but you're absolutely right. There's a whole host of symptoms. Actually, migraine has different phases, and what people who don't suffer from it, think of migraine as simply, if such a word can be used, a headache, but migraine has all of these other things, which you described, those squiggly lines, they're called fortification spectra by doctors. In other words, they're sort of like visual hallucinations that you have. That sort of, we call them auras. They suggest that a migraine is on its way. But even before that, people tend to have mood changes. Sometimes people describe depression, irritability, changes in appetite, craving for certain foods. All of this are part and parcel of the entire migraine package.
Now, what are some natural go-to remedies, solutions for people who would suffer from migraines?
Well, you know, there's a whole bunch of vitamins and supplements that you can take. And in addition to that, there are certain very, very simple lifestyle changes that can be done. And, you know, as you know, I'm a neurologist who has had migraines myself for most of my life. And I've worked with my patients to try and understand the kinds of things that trigger migraines for them and figure out ways to help them with their headaches. But very, very simple things that have brought a lot of relief to a lot of my patients includes things like just regimenting your life. The more uncertainty we have about our schedules, the more anxiety, the more stress, and I think your last guest was talking about it a little bit, can tend to trigger migraines in patients who have migraines. So think about it this way. Be boring. Regularity is good. Too much excitement is bad. Make sure you get enough rest. Sleep is very important. Everybody has a certain number of hours that they need to get every night. It's important to make sure you get the number of hours you need and not scrimp on that. It's also very important not to oversleep. Sometimes oversleeping can trigger a migraine. Make sure that you eat on a regular schedule. There is nothing that brings on a migraine faster than somebody who skips a meal or tries to fast. These kinds of things will bring on a headache because I think the body recognizes them as stress when you're fasting or when you're hungry. The other thing is, this is especially important for people that exercise both to keep fit and to reduce their own stress, is to make sure that you're well hydrated. Especially when you do very intense exercise, you can tend to get dehydrated. And while exercise in general can help prevent and reduce the intensity of migraines, too much exercise or too much vigorous exercise by virtue of dehydrating you can actually cause migraines. So make sure you've got your bottle of water next to you. Mm-hmm. And then something that most of us who have had migraines will probably recognize, there are triggers in food that can sometimes cause a migraine or bring an attack on that wouldn't have otherwise happened. In my case, it used to be red wine. It used to be because I've stopped all alcohol as a result. But people have described this with chocolate. They have described this with aged or fermented meats and cheeses, sometimes with artificial sweeteners that you get in a lot of food that we buy in the supermarket, like aspartame and things like that. There's also a school of thought that suggests that if you can reduce the amount of fat you have in your diet, that can actually reduce the incidence of your headaches. Besides all of this, a good regimen of exercise, and you know, if you are more holistic, yoga has been shown to have some benefits. Some people have said acupuncture works for them. But the most important thing to me and to a lot of my patients has always been the first one that I mentioned, try and reduce your stress. Be boring.
That's boring. Now, just Dr. be more Chatter- like relaxed.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Say that again.
I said be boring or just be more relaxed, right? It's like that kind of like just kind of take it down a notch, right?
To yes, exactly. Take it down a notch or two.
Now, Dr. Chatterjee, you created something. Why don't you just tell us a little bit about it? And I understand that it's homeopathic.
It is. So, you know, for centuries we've known that the chili pepper has actually pain-relieving properties. And Capsicum annuum, which is the extract of chili pepper, known to homeopaths from over 100, 150 years ago, seems to have that property when it's taken out of the chili pepper and administered for different kinds of pains. Most commonly, people are probably aware of the fact that chili pepper has been used to reduce arthritic pain, inflammatory pain, and you have these creams very easily available in most pharmacies without a prescription, and people have been using it for a very long time. And actually, chili pepper is something that reduces pain is known in ancient Indian Ayurvedic medicine as well as ancient Chinese medicine. So what we did was we looked at the entirety of the research on the chili pepper, and it appears that over the last couple of decades, researchers from different universities in Europe and in the United States have looked at applying a version of chili pepper intranasally, inside the nose, to treat very, very severe headaches called cluster headaches, as well as migraine headaches. And they found that it was extremely effective at aborting, at breaking pain of a headache very, very quickly. So we developed a homeopathic preparation using homeopathic capsicum annuum as our active ingredient. And we launched this in the United States a few months ago, actually at the end of March. And it's called Ausanil, A-U-S-A-N-I-L. And the idea behind this medicine is that it's an alternative option for very rapid pain relief for patients who have very severe migraines or other kinds of bad headaches like cluster headaches or rebound headaches.
So, Dr. Chatterjee, explain to me, I mean, I'm a huge fan of homeopathic remedies, and I've been using them on my children and myself since my kids were little. Can you explain to us really quickly how it works? So what is the active ingredient in Ausanil, if you're able to share that, which I guess you can, it's probably on your label, and how it works to help alleviate the migraines?
Yes, no, absolutely. So the active ingredient, as I mentioned, is the extract of the chili pepper, Capsicum annuum. And what it does when it's given intranasally, we don't exactly know the mechanism of action like we don't for the vast majority of the medicines that we take, but our understanding based on scientific research on the mechanisms of pain, especially the mechanisms of pain for migraines and cluster headaches, is that it works directly on the nerve inside the nose, and that causes a desensitization or a blockage of the transmission of a pain impulse that results in the reduction in the size of blood vessels in the brain. Now, these blood vessels actually become larger or dilate when a migraine attack occurs. And it's that dilation and a stimulation of the stretch receptors around the blood vessels that actually is experienced as a headache or a head pain. As a lot of people probably don't know, the brain actually doesn't have any pain receptors, but it does have these stretch receptors, and that's how it sort of feels the pain. So when you actually spray capsicum annuum in your nose, when you use Ausanil in your nose, what you are doing is you're desensitizing the nerve. You're taking away the noxious chemical impulse that causes the pain. And as a result, you get pain relief or headache relief because the blood vessels go back to their original size. And because this happens through the action of a nerve, it occurs extremely rapidly in a span of a couple of minutes or so.
Very interesting. Well, we're out of time for today, but thank you so much. I mean, like I said, I'm a huge fan of homeopathics, and if it works, I think at the end of the day, that's what's important. Thank you for being on our show today.
It was a pleasure. Thank you both.
To learn more about Dr. Chatterjee and Ausanil, you can go to ausanil.com. You can also follow him on Twitter at braindoctor911 and at Ausanil. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone, and stay well.